Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
So how do we make the most of the time in light of eternity? What does that mean for us? A couple thoughts. Time is a gift, brothers. It's a gift for us to receive. It's a gift that I think we spend our whole lives struggling to receive and accept and entering into the life and the silence that the Lord has for us. How can I be present to the Lord? How can I now be with the Lord, and be with the Lord at all times? This is the challenge, but I think we need to recognize that time is good. It's a good thing that's given to us. So that's one of the ways I think we make the most of the time, as we recognize the gift nature of it. We make the most of the time as well by being purposeful, by knowing that Christ gives purpose to our time. We don't make up what our time is for. We don't come up with how to use our time. Christ gives us meaning and purpose for how we are to make the most of the time, to proclaim His love, to serve others, to follow Him unto death. This is how we make the most of our time. We therefore make the most of our time by investing in our relationship with Jesus Christ. With Him we can relate. He has become one of us, fully and completely. The eternal God is now present in time. And we meet the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and in one another. We find Him in one another. I had an experience last Sunday praying for a brother with another brother. A couple of us praying for a brother. And in that prayer, I encountered the Eternal One, who knows all things and is present at every moment. When this other brother prayed out a whole set of things that are things that he and I, the brother who was being prayed with, had talked about several times, and with some of the same expressions that he prayed with, I encountered the Eternal One present in prayer because He loves. Because He loves to heal. Because He loves to change. Because He makes all things new in our lives, the Lord is present. What a joy to see that. What a joy to experience that. That the One who is eternal and full of love is here in our midst. We also make the most of the time, brothers, by letting go of the tyranny of the past. Letting go of what's part of us that needs to be let go of. We carry burdens from where we have come from and what we have done. And the Lord exhorts us to leave our past and to not look back, to look to Him to lead us forward into something ever new. And so I think we need to take hold of forgiveness. We make the most of the time by taking hold of forgiveness, of forgetting what lies behind, of allowing our memory to be healed, of allowing our relationships to be changed. The Lord is the only One who can forgive and set us free of our pasts. We need to allow that to be taken up by Him. This is what the Eternal One can do for us. Brothers, as we struggle towards the future, I also think the Lord is there to lead us. I think as we experience our aging and our impatience and the losing of our faculties, and as we enter into deeper and deeper weakness, these are all momentary afflictions that the Lord will take us beyond. Death is no longer an end. He has purpose for us, even in our weakness. And our hope is anchored in the One who is eternal, who has become man. Brothers, in the words of Revelation, Christ stands at the door and knocks. He has a door into eternity for us to walk into and to not fret about the future. I don't think we can understand exactly what that door is and what it looks like. But it's there, and He has it for us, and it's open for us. We can catch a glimpse of that door. We can walk through it. We can see that Christ is the door. Remember how He says that? I am the door of the sheep. I think there's an application to time for us here. And the Incarnation opens that door for us. This great feast, I think, is a reminder for us that the Lord is with us and leading us. So let's take hold of the words of Revelation, that He stands at the door and knocks, and that in the final words of Revelation, He says, I am coming soon. And that is great hope and joy for us to live our life fully now. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.